AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Israeli military says forces have carried out small raids inside the Gaza Strip. Israel has been warning civilians, millions of people, to get out of Gaza. In Qatar, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said,
"We continue to discuss with Israel the importance of taking every possible precaution to avoid harming civilians. We recognize that many Palestinian families in Gaza are suffering through no fault of their own, and the Palestinian civilians have lost their lives."
Earlier, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in Israel.
"The world has just witnessed a great evil."
Austin likened Hamas to ISIS.
"Bloodthirsty, fanatical, and hateful. And like ISIS, Hamas has nothing to offer but zealotry, bigotry, and death."
The Israeli military says it entered Gaza to battle militants, destroy weapons, and search for evidence about the missing hostages held by Hamas. Tens of thousands of Muslims demonstrated across the Middle East in support of the Palestinians and against the intensifying Israeli bombardment of Gaza. Police say a teacher was stabbed to death at a school in northern France. Two other people were wounded. Police say the suspect is a man of Chechen origin who was under surveillance by the French security services over suspected Islamic radicalization. He also was once a student at the school. A Philadelphia police officer was shot and killed, a second officer wounded, when they confronted people breaking into a car at Philadelphia International Airport. The search continues for suspects. It's a symbol of Hollywood's past.
"There's no place like home. There's no place like home."
A man in Minnesota charged with the museum heist of a pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz pleaded guilty, pulling back the curtain on a whodunit mystery dating back 18 years. This is AP News. The Supreme Court isn't talking about it, but it appears it avoided a serious accident.
It happened in the spring of 2022. A chunk of marble, at least 2 feet long, crashed to the ground in an interior courtyard used by the justices and their aides. That's according to several Supreme Court employees. At the time, the High Court was dealing with death threats and other security concerns, and it was preparing to overturn Roe versus Wade. Nobody was injured when the marble fell, but the employees say Justice Elena Kagan and her law clerks had been in the courtyard earlier in the day. They say that piece of marble was big enough to have seriously injured somebody. Restoration work planned well before the marble crashed is underway. I'm Rita Foley.
Best Buy is saying goodbye to movie watching with physical discs. The consumer electronics retailer plans to phase out DVD and Blu-ray sales by early next year. Video games are not impacted. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.